السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, this is an islahi majlis where an operation is undertaken of the hearts. We have a medical college in which we have lectures being given. In a medical college, you will have lectures being given on diseases of the heart, on disease of the brains, and all other kinds of diseases and problems related to the physical body. So there the students who are listening, they just listen to whatever the lecture is given and they try to by heart memorize, absorb for the purposes of examination, and so that it may assist them and help them in their profession at a later stage. But it doesn't seriously affect the student's heart because it's a lecture, it's a talk, it's a lesson that is being delivered. Whereas the person who is on the table, he is on the operating theater, and he is going to be operated upon, or he is already cut open. So his situation is different. So these majlises are for that purpose, to operate on the hearts. My own heart and your hearts, and those who will listen to it on the tapes. Alhamdulillah, it gives me great satisfaction when I listen to the benefits with the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala which people are getting even from the tapes. I don't know if that person is here in this majlis, but about a fortnight ago or a month ago, whilst traveling to Karachi, so this person was going to Hong Kong, and we happened to be sitting next to each other in the plane, and he says, "Maulana, I attend your majlis regularly, but because of the crowd sometimes we don't get a chance to meet and talk. But what made me extremely happy is," he says, "I've got two of your zikr tapes in my bag. When I will be in the hotel in Hong Kong, I will switch it on and I will listen to it. It keeps me alert, keeps me cautious and on guard." Alhamdulillah. So I said, "MashaAllah, you made my day, that tomorrow night you will be listening to me in a Hong Kong hotel." So what I'm expressing is shukar of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that dua or that zikr is keeping a person conscious of the presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in those places where there's great amount of temptation. There's great amount of temptation in such places, and especially a young person, if he is traveling alone and he is in a 5-star hotel, then there is greater temptation. So at such a time, it is a great ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed this person with, that he is listening to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's name in an environment where there is great temptation. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how pleased and happy he must be coming at that time. That see, this young person, he could also have gone to the disco, he could have gone to the cinema, he could have been putting on some porn movie and watching. He could be listening to some haram music. But in this state, far away from home, thousands of kilometers away from home, just to be on the safe side and to be protected from the attack of nafs and shaitan, he is listening to my name. He is making my zikr. He is listening to the dua. And I don't know how many people have told me that, Maulana, that dua in which you say, oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find me in a casino, in a disco, in a cinema, glued to the filthy movies, or reading a filthy novel. I don't know how many have said that the moment they pick up sometimes a filthy magazine, the thought comes that, what if my death comes? And that's the end of it. A person was in the habit for 17 years taking drugs. And he says, just that dua. He says, when I went home, he says, again, the desire, the temptation came. I took the mandrax tablet, but immediately that dua came to my mind, that if I put this on my tongue and just then is my death, then what? Another person said he was in the habit of zina. He says zina was like a pastime for him. But after that dua, he says now he just can't seem to get that courage to commit that kind of sin. Because immediately the thought comes, what if I have a heart attack in that situation? So we don't know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in which way He protects a person. So at present, in the times of fitna that we are living, there is no other way but to make plenty of istighfar, plenty of tawbah, and to keep on attending the majlises of deen, whether it is this majlis or any waaz, nasihat majlis, jamaat, anywhere where deeni work is taking place, where deeni talks are taking place, then it will keep the person's heart alive. Otherwise, the hearts die very quick. The spiritual hearts, they die very quick. The soul should have been climbing onto the back of the nafs and taking the nafs wherever it desires. But instead, what has happened is that the nafs has climbed onto our souls and takes our souls wherever it desires. So at such a time, what else or which other way can a person safeguard himself except by repeatedly taking those injections, the spiritual injections? A doctor says, take this injection 3 times a week or 2 times a week or 1 time a month or 2 times a month. And if the person takes it regularly, then it shows its effect. But if the person takes one now and he said must take 1 time a week and the next one he takes the following year, then what's going to happen? So these spiritual injections, they keep the soul alive. It keeps the spiritual heart beating. So the Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's poetry we were discussing, in which he says, Kaisa ye inqilab hai, dekh ke dil kabab hai. Kaisa ye inqilab hai, dekh ke dil kabab hai. Kehte hain ab sawab hai, sood mein aur qimar mein. I've explained this already in detail, that the hearts of the mashayikh, the hearts of the walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the hearts of the ahle dil, the walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they are called the ahle dil. Dogs have hearts, monkeys have hearts, donkeys have hearts. But nobody has called the dogs and the monkeys and the donkeys and the pigs as ahle dil because they've got heart. They are not worthy of being called things that have hearts. But the ahle dil are those people whose hearts are throbbing with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those are the ahle dil. Because the dil Allah ta'ala made for himself. In the heart must be nothing but the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then everything else that we do must be because of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever Allah ta'ala says must love, we will love. And whom Allah ta'ala says must hate, we will hate. So the heart Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made such that His tajalli can come into the heart. And He comes into those hearts which are broken. We don't like to live in broken homes. Homes where the walls have cracked, We don't like to live in such homes. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this is the type of heart that He comes into, which has been broken, which has been smashed to smithereens, in which the blood of the person's desires is flowing. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chooses such hearts for His tajalli, that the evil desires, the person keeps on putting the knife over those desires and allows the blood of his desires to cover that heart red. Or that heart, it seems as if an earthquake and a tremor has shaken it. A beautiful face comes in front somewhere on the streets or at the airport or on the aeroplane. And this person, all the others are staring, and he says, "My Allah is watching, so therefore I'm going to lower my gaze." At that time, a tremor comes on the heart. An earthquake shakes up that heart. That is when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tajalli comes into that heart. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves those hearts. Munkasiratul Qulub. That is where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's nur comes. And then that person gets the sweetness of iman. Halawat of iman, that is when he gets. But it is a process, it takes time, and it is something that you have to go on doing. Not one lowering of gaze and after that again stare at another 20 women. In business and all, they too don't look at them as if that you must look as if you are driving a car. When a person is driving a car and there's plenty of traffic, there will still be pretty women on the sides, or for the women folk, handsome men. But at such a time, the person is driving, his concentration is on the road, the car in front of him, the car behind him, the car on his side, so that glance of his will not be from head to toe. So this is what is required. And when that will come, then see what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives inside that heart. There will be such kind of light in there that the person will sense that light. That after that, a little sin and he will feel restless until he doesn't make plenty of istighfar. So he says their hearts, the hearts of the Ahlullah, they have become kebabs, grilled over the fire, how you grill kebab, like that their hearts have become grilled, looking at the conditions all around the world, the fitnas that are coming, and how the Muslim Ummah is just going headlong towards these fitnas. So looking at the conditions, dil kabab hai. Kaisa ye inqilab hai, dekh ke dil kabab hai. Kehte hai ab sawab hai, sood mein aur qimar mein. Now they say the sawab, in interest taking and giving, and in gambling, and in so many other things, they say there's a lot of benefit, lot of benefit. Allah Ta'ala Himself says that there is benefit. He says, they ask you, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, that they ask you about gambling, they ask you about sharab, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself says that there is benefit in there. But what does Allah say? قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ. So to think that we will get benefit, we are living in a fool's world. Everywhere there is just one fear, what is happening, what is happening to our economy, what's happening to this and what's happening to that. So that is what is going to happen. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has promised that in the Quran Sharif, but He gives us a rope, He gives us enough time. Allah is so merciful, so forgiving, that He gives us enough time to return. Perhaps we'll make tawbah just now. Duniya gale ka haar hai, deen nazar mein khaar hai, yahi agar bahar hai, aag lage bahar mein. Duniya gale ka haar hai. Duniya is the necklace around our necks. And deen is like a thorn. We find ourselves very uncomfortable when it comes to deen. Whether it's marriages, walimas, businesses, travel, anything. We feel that deen has placed a lot of restrictions for us. We consider Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ahkam as thorns. We find them to be restricting the freedom of our lives. Why we are finding them to be restricting our freedom is because we have become the slaves of nafs and shaitan. We are the slaves of nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan have chained us. That is why we are finding Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's laws and ahkam as if they are thorns, as if they are restricting our liberty. A person says, I like to be free. So what is the meaning of that free? Can he really be free? Can a person really be free? One person said he likes freedom, total freedom. Must be completely free and azad. So he said, how can you be azad? For 9 months, you were in your mother's stomach. You didn't have freedom. After you were born, for almost two years, the mother had to breastfeed you. Still there was no freedom. Afterwards somebody had to hold your hand and make you walk, where there was freedom. And when you started walking, then they put you into a school or madrasa. Now for the next 10, 12 years, again you were not free. Again you were muqayyad, you were imprisoned. Thereafter you went into your profession, then there too you are not free. There are so many government regulations. Where are you free? You say, I bought my car, brand new car. So you're still not free. It's your car, but you can't drive more than 120 kilometers. You're still not free. You say, I bought the food. How much food can you eat? Your stomach can only take a certain amount. You are still not free. You are still bound by so many laws. Right up till death, there is no such thing as complete freedom. The only freedom the person will get will be in Jannat. Inshallah. In this world, there's nothing but restrictions everywhere. So if you went through so much of restrictions and at present also you are complying with so much of government regulations and so much of other restrictions, so what is there to comply with the restrictions that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has placed? And whatever Allah Ta'ala has made haram, there's great wisdom and great benefit for the believers. Nothing but benefit for the believers. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't make haram like how the government makes lots of things haram. Allah Ta'ala, whatever He declares haram, there's great benefit in it. So create that love of Allah Ta'ala in the heart. Once that love will come, after that everything will be easy. If that is our problem, that we don't want to create the love of Allah Ta'ala. And the love of Allah Ta'ala can be created by thinking over His ni'mats all the time. Think of His ni'mats. I mentioned in Stanger the other night that one doctor asked me in the Transvaal. We were traveling, we were going to the airport. So he says, Maulana, how can I create the love of Allah Ta'ala? Show me, give me a prescription, but it must be very simple. Simple prescription. So I said, it's very simple. All you have to do is go to the masjid a little before time. Don't go there dashing from the business Allahu Akbar in the namaz. Go a little before time and sit on the musalla, 5 minutes before the namaz, 10 minutes before the namaz, and then think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ni'mats that are raining upon you. From head to toe, look at the ni'mats. Look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ni'mats from head to toe. Your sight, your hearing, your speech, your heart, liver and lungs, your intelligence. You would never have been able to become a doctor if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala didn't give you intelligence. Then you would have been in some madhouse and no patient would have been coming to you. Even at this stage, Allah ta'ala protect. But if He takes away that intelligence, which patient will come to you? So look at all the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then look at your Mercedes Benz in which you are traveling. Look at the beautiful home in which you are living. Look at your lovely little children that Allah ta'ala has blessed you with. Look at the wealth that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given you, the clothes that He has given you, the air that He has given us to breathe. So much of ni'mats, there's so much of ni'mats. Now when you are going to think of all these ni'mats, it will create the love of Allah Ta'ala. And at the same time, it will create in the heart a deep regret. You will feel ashamed. If a person really thinks of the amount of ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala is giving him, and the type of disobedience that he is engaging in, then it will create nadamat in the heart. The person will feel ashamed. It's like a father giving to the child everything and the child keeps on swearing the father. What would that father do to the child? Or if a friend gives to a friend gifts, and that friend keeps on swearing and cursing him and rejecting him, then will that friend give gift again? That example again comes to mind, that one person was given a shawl, a beautiful shawl, as a gift. So the friend who gave him that shawl as a gift, mink shawl, then one day he saw him polishing his shoes with that shawl. So he asked him, what are you doing with this? A gift like the shawl, mink shawl I gave you, and you're polishing shoes with it. So he said, no, because I didn't pay for it. It came free. So you think this person will ever give him another gift? He will boot him. He will give him a few slaps. And he'll say, you are not deserving of any gift in future. You can't appreciate this mink shawl, and you're polishing shoes with it. The eyes which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to us, is it worth less than the mink shawl? The ears, the tongue, the heart, the mind, the intelligence. Look at these ni'mats. What is mink shawl in front of these ni'mats? And we are doing the same thing that we are polishing shoes with it. If we abuse it, like how that person was abusing it, polishing shoes. So if we don't use the eyes correctly, we don't use our intelligence correctly, we don't use our hearing and speech and all correctly, then we are just like that person. We are polishing our shoes. And that mink shawl you can replace. These ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala you can't replace. Tell a person that I will give you a million, give your eyes and give your heart. So these ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when you are going to think that I am misusing these ni'mats, every time that I am switching on the television and watching that filth, I am abusing this great gift of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is the sight. What if Allah ta'ala makes me blind at this very moment? And when I am listening to the haram, I am abusing this great gift. So now that shame will come in the heart. Nadamat will come in the heart. Now this shame and nadamat itself is tawbah. When this person now feels ashamed of what he is doing with these ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that itself is tawbah. But it will inshallah then lead him on to verbal tawbah also. He will start making tawbah, istighfar. Then inshallah it will lead him to fulfilling the rights of the people. If he has trampled upon the rights of others, he will try and go and ask for maafi, or he will pay back if there is something that is due. But the sharait and the conditions of tawbah now he will fulfill. So now when he will make proper istighfar and tawbah, then he will become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. So he started off with thinking of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Those ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala brought him on to shame and nadamat. First it brought him on to shukar of Allah Ta'ala. That, oh Allah, your shukar that you gave me so much. And now with that shukar now became that regret in the heart. The deep regret that what am I doing now with these ni'mats. So that brought tawbah and istighfar. And tawbah and istighfar will make you wali of Allah Ta'ala. And once you are wali of Allah Ta'ala, muttaqi and wali, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has promised so much in the Quran Sharif, and then your heart will beat with the love and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. So it is as simple as that. But if for every simple thing also you have to make some effort. For the food that we eat also, it's simple to eat it, but there is a process before it really digest it. So this is how, if you see, you create that muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that muhabbat will then make the person give up sins, and it will make that person do a lot of things. What is it that makes a person make tawaf the whole night? Sometime you see in Haram Sharif, the person is sitting whole night, some people are making 30, 40 tawafs. Now which grandfather forced them that you must go there now and make tawaf? Or which shariat said that you must make so many tawafs? Or who asked? Or which shariat said that you must get up for tahajjud and read long rakats and read the Quran Sharif? And there's so many of them who read the whole Quran Sharif in one rakat. In one rakat, the whole Quran Sharif. So that muhabbat, that is what is making the person do that. That muhabbat. So to create that muhabbat, where will you get that muhabbat from? This is what people don't understand. As my Shaykh says, kabab milega kabab walo se, kapda milega kapde ki dukaan se, mithai milegi mithai wale se, Allah milega Allah walo se. Where else will you get Allah Ta'ala? You have to go to the Allah walas to get Allah Ta'ala. Now we don't want to go close to them, then how will we get Allah? Because they have made some effort, they have put some effort into getting Allah Ta'ala into their hearts. Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Alayh, one day when he said, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. He said, oh Allah, every desire of mine has now left my heart. There's no desires left in my heart anymore. I've emptied my heart for you, O Allah. Now come away into my heart. I've emptied my heart. Now that doesn't mean they don't have desire to eat food. They don't have desire to meet their wives and children. They don't have desire to earn. All those desires are in its place. But now all those desires are according to the Quran and Sunnah and Sharia. All the evil desires, he says, finish. I've emptied my heart. I've taken all that out. I've cleaned my heart out. In my heart, there were dead rats and cats and monkeys and donkeys. And therefore, O Allah, you would not have come into such a heart. But I've emptied my heart now. I've cleaned it out. I've purified it. I've spent my time in the company of the Ahle Dil. O Allah, I've emptied my heart for you. Now you come away into my heart. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. He said, Khaja sahab, if I had 1,000,000 rupees, I would have given it to you on this share. On this little share of yours, I would have given you the 1,000,000. Now who can say that? The person who has got a heart like that. The person who has got that kind of love for Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, he can say that. So we can speak on a lot of other things, and alhamdulillah, now and again we give bayans on different subjects and topics, but this majlis, this is why I repeatedly say, it is to light that fire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love in our hearts. And when that fire will be lit, and when those flames will rise high in our hearts, then after that, when we are going to listen to any bayan on any subject, straight away the desire will come to make amal on it. The Sahaba-i-Kiram Ridwanullah alayhi majmain, they lit up their hearts with the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much that the moment they heard something, immediately they started practicing. One Sahabi was taught the surah, Surah Zilzal, Iza Zulzilatil Ard. After learning that surah, he went away. For a long time, he didn't come. Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu met him after some time. He said, what happened? You came to learn Quran Sharif and you learned Surah Zilzal and for a long time you went away and you didn't come. He said, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. When I read that, he said, it shook me up and therefore I went away now to practice on that. This one ayat used to shake them up. And we can listen to the whole Quran Sharif, all the hadiths. How many hadiths we listen to, how much of bayans we listen to. But how many of us really become practical after that? But of course, there was no such thing as despairing of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. If we didn't come away practical overnight, it doesn't mean that now there's no hope. It takes time. But if you take this injection repeatedly, then one day that heart will become alive. If the egg is under the wing of the hen for 21 days, then they say that chick inside the egg, it does not have to ask the hen that, oh dear hen, oh dear mother, crack my shell. I want to come out, I've got life now. That chick from inside the egg, it doesn't tell that hen that now you crack. Allah Ta'ala gives it life, it cracks it itself and comes out. Because life has come into it. Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, he will blow the sur. And when he's going to blow the sur, what's going to happen? All those who are alive will become dead with the first blowing. And thereafter with the second blowing, all those who were dead, right from the beginning of mankind up till the day of Qiyamah, everyone will become alive. So you say, if Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam sur can blow life into all the dead, Then the sohbat of the Ahlullah, it blows life into dead hearts. The sohbat and the company of the Ahlullah and their majlises, it blows life into dead hearts. You will find lots of hearts which were dead. At one time it was nothing but music and television and wine and women and drugs and adultery and fornication. But all those things, they leave, and now life has come into that heart. So this is what Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah made when he said, Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Duniya gale ka haar hai, deen nazar mein khaar hai, yahi agar bahar hai, aag lage bahar mein. If this is what you term a spring, in spring all the flowers and everything begins to bloom. So he says that if dunya is the har of the neck, is a necklace around our neck, and if deen is khar, a thorn, and if you call this the spring of your life, when the person is enjoying sins, he says that I am in the spring of my life, youth of, the person has got strength, he's got vigor, he's got energy, he's got wealth, he's got everything going for him, and at that time he's watching the cinemas and theaters and indulging in adultery and fornication and watching all the filth, and he says, I'm enjoying life. He says, if that is the spring of life, then may Allah Ta'ala make fire catch onto such kind of spring. Let it be burnt, such kind of spring. Because that is not what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created us for. And after some time, when that person, age will catch up, and he will look back, that what did I gain? What did I really build up over the years? Indulging in all these sins, what have I really gained? No matter how much of haram pleasures that person would have had, but after 50 years when he looks back, then nothing but a dream. It seemed like it was a dream. All that enjoyment, it brought nothing but misery, ill health, sicknesses, diseases, disrespect in the community, shame, humiliation, disgrace. This is what people suffer when they indulge in all these type of things. And when they look back, then they say, I wish I had not gone close to this. I wish I had not indulged in this. I wish I didn't get caught in adultery, in fornication, in this and that. So Allah Ta'ala will forgive the sins, but it's a bit, if the person makes sincere tawbah even at that late stage. But how many of us know that we are going to live till then? But those who have made an effort along the line, and they have built up in their hearts the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, then 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, after 30, 40 years, if you look, then their spirituality is of such a high level that not only do they enjoy that ocean of marifat and yaqeen in their hearts and that noor, but thousands of others also, they drink from that fountain. Their hearts become reservoirs of ikhlas, of taqwa. Their hearts become fountains and mines, like how we have gold mines and silver mines and diamond mines. In like that, the hearts of these people then become mines of taqwa, of taharat, of zuhud, of qana'at, of tawakkul, of yaqeen, of sabr, of shukr. And then people then dig from these mines according to their capacities. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and give the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal in this type of weather. You gathered here. I too just returned from Johannesburg. We are discussing the anti-terrorism bill for the whole day today. But looking at your muhabbat for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, that some people will be coming from distant places. I don't want them to come here and be disappointed that majlis cancelled. So Allah Ta'ala gave me the himmat and the tawfiq to say something. May Allah Ta'ala give me and give you and all of us the tawfiq of making amal. May He light up our hearts with His muhabbat, with His noor. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make our hearts also the minds and the reservoirs of ikhlas and of taqwa and of tawakkul and yaqeen and marifat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma, hamari khataon ko maaf farma, lagzishon se dargzar farma. Ey Allah, hum sab ke kabira, saghira, amadan, khataan, zahiri, batini, har gunah ko maaf farma. Hame sehat ata farma, afiyat naseeb farma, salamati ata farma. Hame deen bhi de aur dunya bhi de. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Oh Allah, don't deprive us of the goodness of this world or the goodness of Akhirah. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Oh Allah, we haven't understood what is marifat and what is yaqeen and what is tawakkul and what is sabr and shukr and zuhad. Oh my beloved Allah, purify and clean our hearts of all the filth that we have entered into our hearts. And oh Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa and with the noor of shukr and with the noor of tilawat and the noor of ibadat. Oh Allah, bless us with your closeness, bless us with your yaqeen. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ey Allah, hame teri zaat ali ke saath aisa taluq naseeb farma, aisa taluq naseeb farma ke ek lamha ke liye bhi nafs aur shaitan juda na kar sake. Ya Allah, those who are in sick and ailing, give them cure from their ailments. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, remove the financial difficulty. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have got children, make the children love the parents. Make the children practical and make them act in accordance with Quran and Sunnah. Oh Allah, make them deendar and pious and righteous. Make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Oh my beloved Allah, you are well aware of all the desires that are in the hearts of those that have gathered here. Ya Allah, whatever good desires there are, fulfill them with your qudrat and with your power. Oh Allah, remove the difficulties of the entire Muslim Ummah. Ya Allah, assist and help the Muslim Ummah wherever they are in the world. Ya Allah, the Mujahideen of Islam, wherever they are making effort, help them with your ghaibi madad. Ya Allah, deeni work in whichever line and direction it is taking place, as long as it is in accordance with the Quran and Sunnah, accept all the deeni activities. When the time of our death comes, oh my beloved Allah, then take us away with Iman. Ay Allah, Iman ke upar hume maut naseeb farma. Let our death be in Madina Tayyiba, oh Allah. But if it is not muqaddar in Madina Tayyiba, then wherever it may be, let it be on Iman. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.